We've got a couple ballot proposals that have been circulating around this state concerning legalizing recreational use of marijuana. Now, one of the organizers of said campaign is Jeffrey Hank, and he happens to be joining us on the other end of our line. Jeffrey, thanks for joining us on the program this morning.
Good morning, Kyle. Great to see you.
Well, give our listeners an update about your drive and where you guys are at right now in the signature collection efforts.
Absolutely. Well, we are just shy of, in terms of time, the halfway point in our six-month petition drive. And things are on track and looking good right now. We've had a phenomenal volunteer turnout effort, which is something that I think separates us from the other groups that are out there trying to legalize cannabis in the state of Michigan. We really have sort of captured the activists and the people and the grassroots effort. Where our drive, we have all or most of the people who have run the local campaigns in Michigan, 16, 17, 18 cities now, which have legalized cannabis, a small amount of cannabis for adults. All those people are working on a campaign. And we've received hundreds of donations from people ranging from, you know, $10 at a time to over $100,000. And our competitors, the other groups that we're up against, have not had that kind of same volunteer input, and they certainly haven't had that level of donor activity. They may have raised as much money as we have at this point, but it's come from two or three people, and that's the people that are behind their campaign. So we're very excited. We're very energized. We're not quite halfway through there in terms of our time, but things are on track, and we're looking forward to re-energizing everybody and keeping people motivated and going strong here for the next 3 months. December 21st is actually the date when our petitions would have to be turned in, so we're planning on going strong here for the next two and a half months and see where we're at, and as we get near the end, if we can turn in early, we will, but we're very happy about the way things are going right now. We think we have really advanced the discussion in Michigan on what needs to happen, and we're just receiving overwhelming positive support from people on the street. Even, you know, the polls are favorable right now for this passing next year, but your average person that you talk to on the street has been very receptive to the idea, particularly because we're also the only group that puts any of the intended funding that will come from this into fixing the roads.
Now, Jeffrey, can you give us a number on this? Do you have 100,000 signatures yet?
I will confirm that we are north of 100,000, but it is our official policy not to disclose exact numbers, but we are north of 100,000.
Well, that does got to be encouraging, though, considering that even at the halfway part, most signatures come in at the end. Now, are you going to have the resources, though, to get this over the top just in case the volunteers aren't able to deliver these signatures?
I assume so, Kyle. Things are going well so far. You know, we've raised over $250,000. We have someone who's offered to put up $50,000 if we match that, and I believe we have done that here in the past couple of days. And we're planning fundraisers in Grand Rapids, Detroit, and Lansing at a minimum so far here just over the next month. So the way things are going right now, I mean, the trajectory that we're on, we'll absolutely get this done. It's very encouraging. And like you said, most of the signatures come in at the end. We, in fact, this is one of the funny things that's different about our campaign as well, because we have so many volunteers. Some of them don't like to regularly turn their signatures in. And every day on social media at campaign headquarters, we'll see pictures of people out there petitioning, and we know who they are. And when we look through our database, we see that they haven't turned in any signatures yet. we're communicating to people, turn them in, so we know how many we have. You know, but things are going well, and we're very positive about where we're at right now.
Jeffrey Hank is joining us on the other end of the line. How concerned are you about voter confusion right now? Because you did mention there are other efforts out there to legalize marijuana. What do you tell people who are going to be potentially signing your petitions that, hey, look, there's two of us out here. Are you sure you signed ours and not the other guys?
Yeah, that is a big problem, and people are confused. And unfortunately, a lot of the what we've seen anyway, the paid petitioners working for one of the other groups, they're often misleading people about what the proposal is about. A lot of times they'll say it's about medical marijuana or something else. So we try to distinguish ours. Ours is our petition has a fold on it. It's a little bit different. The other group has an extra page. And, you know, it's bound to happen where people sign these twice, but we have a pretty rigorous check for duplicate signatures. We have two different professionals analyzing every single signature we get for validity and duplicate. So we will catch them, but to the extent we can, you know, we're trying to educate people and distinguish and let people know that there are different people out there doing this. This is who we are. And, you know, it's just one of those things. There are a lot of people concerned that two of these in the field or on the ballot could be bad for the issue. I mean, it's a concern we share, but, you know, at the end of the day, this is, we're 12 months or 14 months away still from the election next year, and I think hopefully we have plenty of time once we make the ballot to educate people about what's on the ballot and, you know, what each proposal stands for if you two or three do make it.
The number one difference between your proposal and the other proposals out there is?
Well, there's several core ones, but ours, you know, obviously we put road funding in. 40% of the tax revenue goes to road funding. We immediately set an excise tax at 10%. The other group leaves it up to a cannabis control board. So the biggest issue is we looked at one of the other groups as more of a big government proposal. They leave everything up to what's called a cannabis control board set by the legislature with the members picked by the governor and the legislature. Our tax rate and our policies go into effect immediately, and local governments can license these facilities. We don't want to take the chance to leave it up to the legislature and this thing gets delayed two more years or we get a really oppressive tax rate. And it's interesting because we get criticized where people say, well, you're creating a new tax. You know, you get some of the, you know, sort of tax conservatives, if you will, and our reply is always, well, a tax is better than the criminal situation we have right now. And yes, we do want to tax it, and we do want to direct where the funds go because we're here trying to solve problems. I mean, one of the things we've heard in the last 2 weeks here, seen with this GAMRAC Courser scandal, is how quickly the legislature dealt with that, but they still haven't dealt with roads. When we started out, we said, what are the things people care about the most? And we pulled it, and we found out it was fix the roads, public education, and support for the local communities. And that's the three things that our funding goes into. So I think that's the major difference, that we don't look at cannabis as just a money-making endeavor. It's not the ends. It's more of a means towards greater social policy. We're trying to fix the civil rights crisis. We're trying to fix asset forfeiture. We're trying to fix the roads. We're trying to fund public schools. And we want to restore funding to local governments, which have had that funding cut. And we don't want to tie their hands with that. It's really important. And so we try to incentivize that, and we want to make sure that this isn't going to end up like a situation in Ohio where you have a cannabis control board that creates exclusive privileges or monopoly for a small group of people to profit. Our aim is to spread the economic benefit from this throughout the state of Michigan so the people of the state of Michigan benefit, and we try to create as many jobs as possible and economic opportunity as possible as a result. And there's
Jeffrey. We got to cut you off right there. Jeffrey Hank, he's the attorney from East Lansing. He's leading an effort to try and get recreational use of marijuana on the ballot November 2016.